Good evening, brothers and sisters.
Good evening.
Praise God, let us start. Open your Bible in the book of Psalm chapter 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Let us pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we praise you, we adore you. We thank you, Lord God, for all the works of your hands, O Lord God, that you're keeping us, O Lord, safe and sound, Lord, and bring this place, O God. Thank you for your word, Lord, that truly, Lord, you are the lamb. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, O Lord God, in our lives, Lord. And without you, Lord, we can do nothing, O God. So we humble ourselves before you, Lord, knowing that you are the God who will lead us and you will guide us into your presence, O Lord God, in this present world and even to eternity, O Lord God, that we will be with you, Lord, guided by your word and your Holy Spirit, O Lord God. We thank you for your word, Lord. Let us pray for ourselves. Let us ask God's forgiveness for all our trespasses, that our worship could be acceptable to Him. Yes, Lord, as we come to you, Lord, we ask forgiveness, O Lord God, for all the wrongdoings, Lord, our sins, O Lord God, aware or not aware, O Lord God. Forgive us, O Lord God, that we can feel your presence, Lord. And I pray, Lord, let your word, O God, empower your word, Lord, that will convict your people, O Lord God, to live in holiness and in righteousness, O Lord God. Thank you for the forgiveness of our sins, O Lord God. Let's continue to pray for each family, for the husband, wives, children, parents, and siblings. Yes, Father God, we continue to pray. And we are thankful, O Lord God, for the family that you've given unto us, Lord. We pray for all the husbands, O Lord God, that will continue, O Lord God, to give them good health and strength, Lord, and wisdom, O Lord God, to implement your word, Lord, and to fear and honor your word, Lord, as they are leading their families, O Lord God. Lord, protect them, O Lord God, and bless them, O Lord God. Protect them from all harm, sickness, and diseases, O Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God, and even to all the wives, Lord, continue, Lord God, to touch the hearts and minds of all the wives, Lord, to continue to be submissive to you, Lord, and to submissive to their husbands, O Lord God, as their husbands, O Lord God, are the head of their families, O Lord God. Lord, bless the work of the hands of all the wives, O Lord God, and give them good health and wisdom to teach their children into your ways, O Lord God, and to your word, Lord. We pray also, Lord God, for all the children, O Lord God, that you will be that you will be the one to protect them, Lord, from this corrupt world, O Lord God, that as they grow, O Lord God, they have reverent fear to you, Lord God, to fear you and to honor your word, Lord, so that they will not depart in your presence, O Lord God. We pray also, Lord God, for all the children, that you will bless them with knowledge and wisdom, humility and love to you, Lord God, that they will grow into your word, Lord. I pray also, Lord God, to those children who are unsaved, Lord, that you will continue to touch and open their heart and mind, O Lord God, through your word, Lord, to believe in you, Lord God, so that they will be saved, O Lord God. Lord, save, O Lord God, our children, O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Even to all the parents, Lord, continue to pray for their good health and strength, and even, Lord God, spiritual growth, O Lord God, that they will grow in their faith in you, O Lord God, and in your word, Lord. Lord, to those unsaved parents, O Lord God, we pray for their salvation, Lord God, that you will visit them, O Lord God, even in their dreams, O Lord. Let the word that they heard from you, God, will convict them, O Lord God, and they will serve you, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Even for our siblings, O Lord God, continue to bless our siblings who are already encounter you, Lord God. Let them grow in their faith to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And continue to prove your word upon them, O God, Protect them also, O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And for all the unsaved, Lord, siblings, O Lord God, Lord, continue to humble ourselves, Lord, for praying for them, O Lord God, that you'll talk to them, O Lord God, and visit their lives, Lord God, that they may come to know you, O Lord God. Lord, we pray for salvation upon salvation, O Lord God, and our families, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's continue to pray for every company. Yes, Lord, continue to pray for all the companies, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for all the companies, Lord, that you give to the people, Lord, your people, O Lord God, that they're the source of their income, O Lord God, and source of living, O Lord God, of their family, Lord. And I pray, bless every company of your people, O Lord God. And even, Lord, for the company also, Lord God, that you will touch the company, O Lord God, that they will be, they will look out, O Lord God, they will do you justly, O Lord God, in their stuff, O Lord God, that they will give, Lord, what is due for them, O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God. Let us pray for this country, UAE. Yes, Lord, continue to pray for this country, UAE, Lord, that you will bless this country, O Lord God, as your people is living here, O Lord. And I pray also, O Lord God, that this country, O Lord God, will know you, O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for salvation, O Lord God, also of all the rulers of this country and all the locals, O Lord God, and the expat, O Lord God, who are living here, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God. Let your word be known, Lord, in this country, O Lord God, in Jesus' name. Let us pray for more evangelism. Yes, Lord. Continue to pray, O Lord God, for this evangelism ministry, Lord, that many people, O Lord God, will have the strength, O Lord God, and courage to proclaim your word, Lord, that brings life, Lord God, to those who are lost, O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Let your word be known, Lord, and continue to pray for all the evangelists also, O Lord God, that you will give them good health and strength, provision, spiritually, physically, emotionally, O Lord God, that they can continue, Lord, to serve you, continue to prove your word, that as they are speaking to the people your word, Lord, that it will come to pass, O Lord God, knowing that you are the true living God, O Lord God, that they are serving, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray for all the churches. UAE, Oman, India, Philippines, Iraq, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Pakistan, Sierra Leone, and Armenia. Lord, we pray for this all this congregation, O Lord God, that they will continue to serve you until the end, O Lord. Protect this congregation, your people, O Lord God, as they continue to serve you, Lord. Give them good health and provision, O Lord God, spiritually, O Lord God, that whatever attacks of the enemy, O Lord God, hindrances, Lord, they cannot win, O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God. Cover, Lord, by the most precious of Jesus, O Lord God, all these churches, O Lord God. And these churches, O Lord God, will stand, O Lord God, till the end, O Lord God, until Jesus Christ is come, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let us continue to pray for our leaders, workers, and members. Yes, Lord, thank you for the lives, O Lord God, of our leaders, O Lord God, that you've given us to us, to lead us into your way, Lord God, to your word, Lord. Pray, O Lord God, that you will continue to give them, O Lord God, good health and strength on more wisdom, O Lord God, in revealing your words, Lord, the meaning of your words in the Bible, O Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, give them, protect them, O Lord God, from all persecution, O Lord God. Even for the workers and members, Lord, we pray that you will continue to give good health and strength, O Lord God, and provide all their needs, O Lord God, whatever hindrances, Lord, let them make them victorious, O Lord God, because you are the one who are with us, O Lord God. You are greater in us, O Lord God, than he that is in this world, Lord. You are conqueror, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Whatever, Lord God, the physical, Lord God, or healings, Lord, I pray, O Lord God, release your healing power to all the workers and members, O Lord God, that they may continue to serve you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray for the Church of God Abu Dhabi congregation. Yes, Lord God, we pray even for Abu Dhabi Church, O Lord God, that you would continue, O Lord God, to move in this church. I pray, O Lord God, for you will pour out your Holy Spirit, O Lord God, and more gifts, Lord, spiritual gifts, Lord God, in your church, Lord, that the people may know, O Lord God, that you are here, O Lord God, because you are the one reason, O Lord God, why your people is coming here, O Lord God. Because of your goodness, Lord God. Because of who you are in our lives, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you will continue, Lord, to make this church, and bless this church, Lord God. And bring more people, Lord God, that they may come to know you, Lord. And they will serve you, Lord God. With us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Even, Lord God, for this victorious worship today, tonight, Lord God. Pray for your presence, Lord. Cover this place, Lord God. By the most precious of Jesus, Lord, that whatever the hindrance is, Lord God, you rebuke it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, thank you for your presence tonight, Lord God, and even for anoint all the items of this worship, Lord God. From prayer, Lord God, singing, Lord God, that's an offering, and even, Lord God, for your word, Lord, itself, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, thank you, Lord God, and apart from you, we are nothing. Thank you for your presence, O Holy Spirit. We welcome you in this place, O Lord God, in our midst, Lord. This is your house, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.